Oh. Thank you to our amazing musical team and choir. Praise God. And welcome to the those that are joining us on live stream. We love you today. Thank you for joining us. And we have some announcements today. In your bulletin, there is this insert. If you could pull that out, that'd be great. And I call your attention to it because there's so many activities being held here during this holiday season. And I invite you to keep this insert as a reference for you, your family, and your friends. It's got all of the dates listed through January 4th. Amen. And you note on the back, we're featuring two upcoming events. Our remembrance service, that's an annual service we have. And it's an ideal time to remember those who have transitioned. It's a special time of year for that. And it's such an uplifting service. It's amazing. It offers love and support. We light candles, we sing songs, and we share stories. This is truly a special service. And please note that our Christmas program, sponsored by our Youth and Family Ministry, is set for Saturday, December 13th, and Sunday, December 14th. Tickets are on sale today in the Garden Court, and our holiday tree this year supports PRISM. Each tag on the gift tree in the Garden Court is for an age range, and on the back it has suggestions for the gifts that could be bought. And we need you to bring the unwrapped gifts to be returned to the church by Thursday, December 11th. And there are also flyers out in the Garden Court with many other opportunities to serve each other. So I invite you to check it out. And do you want to deepen your spiritual growth? Then consider serving on our board. We are seeking qualified board applicants. Candidates must be a registered member of Unity Minneapolis, have taken Lessons in Truth and one other Unity class. And an informational packet may be picked up today from Patty Shevick, the chair of our nominating committee. She's in our choir. There she is. So thank you, Patty. And then the flowers, these beautiful flowers here, are given by George and Elsie Nisley, celebrating their 28th wedding anniversary. Amen. And on this Thursday, December 11th at 2 p.m., we're having a celebration of life service for Gaia Nancy Fenna, and that will be held here, with a visitation 1 hour prior. Nancy often attended our services and other events and considered Unity Minneapolis her spiritual home. So join us if you are called to. And if you have a cell phone or electronic device, we ask that you silence them and truly gift yourself and the rest of us with this sacred hour. And while you're at it, if you use it to access Facebook, consider checking in and letting your friends know where you are, and maybe even let them know they'd certainly be welcome here at Unity Minneapolis. There are many other opportunities in which to be involved and make a difference in our communities listed in your bulletin. So please ask someone out in the Garden Court, in the office, if you have any questions. So we welcome you today. Welcome again, the live streaming group, and for sharing your Sunday morning with us. So let's start with prayer. Let's just take a breath. Breathe into that Christ space where the kingdom of God is. And we thank you, Spirit. We thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for the opportunity to gather here together to celebrate this Advent season and to celebrate each other. We love you. We love our spiritual home. And we thank you in the name through the power of Jesus the Christ. Amen. God bless. So we begin our service by affirming together our affirmations found in your bulletin. So let's start with our mission statement. We are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision statement, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation, I am peaceful and calm in all situations. And I invite our on-duty prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early today to hold sacred space for us, and we want to thank them, and they are here to support you for any joys, concerns, any celebrations that you'd like to pray about. So please seek them out. It'll truly be a joy for them and for you as well. So you may be seated. And now Reverend Pat with the lighting of the Advent candle.
Am I on? I'm on, of course. Last week we lit the Advent candle for hope. We began our Advent journey, and today, of course, is the second Sunday of Advent. And the second candle represents peace, and peace is often symbolized by an angel. An angel is a messenger from God, and so are all Christ-like thoughts messengers from God. It is our God thoughts that guide us and lead us to an awareness of our own indwelling Spirit of God, just as the shepherds were led to the birth of Jesus from the angel's words. The angel's message to the shepherds were, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. The angel's words guided the shepherds to the place where they could find and experience the presence of the divine. When we respond to our God thoughts, we are at peace, and we too are able to experience peace and goodwill in all circumstances of our lives. So this morning, we light the second candle for peace. And helping me today is Kim and Grant Thornstead with Trinity and Tripp. Thanks for your help today. Like the shepherds on a journey to a quiet stable, to the quiet of inner peace, where we each get in touch with our own experience of God. Our candle today is for peace, and we join millions of people around the world as they light the Advent candle of peace. And when we open ourselves to more of God's light, more of God's love, we are creating more peace within ourselves. Please stand and let's sing our opening hymn. I think it's called, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Foretold when with the ever circling years comes round the age of gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world send back the song which now the angels sing.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. So one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand, first-time guest, and we certainly welcome those that are streaming with us for the first time. Courage in your hand, and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest, yes, courage back there. Courage, 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 courage. As I said, we're going to do nothing drastic here. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's also a welcoming CD in that packet, and there's a pink card in that packet if you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can spot you, give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. That is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the divine within you. Let's appreciate these wonderful guests this morning. Also, being the first Sunday of the month, we invite people to wear name tags. I believe that helps us build community. Also, we invite people to wear name tags, and then also we honor birthdays and anniversaries for the month of December. So today, if you have a birthday or an anniversary for the month of December, we invite you to please stand and remain standing for a few moments, please. Birthdays and anniversaries. Wow, look around the room here. Wow. Wow. Remain standing. More than usual. Remain standing. Charles Fillmore, of course, has assigned a power to each month of the year. And for the month of December, Charles Fillmore assigned the power of life. And life is your ability to energize, to revitalize, to enliven, to invigorate. As I said in the first service, you could pretty much raise people from the dead. You really are. You've got that energy about you that people are attracted to, very much so. Also, the color that he's assigned for the month is red, and some of you got the memo. Red is the color. And the disciple is Judas. And your affirmation is, I am filled with life, sweet life. I am filled with life, sweet life. Let's affirm that together as a congregation. I am filled with life, sweet life. And that you are. You may be seated. Of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do that with a hug, a handshake, a smile, namaste. We always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So if you did not get a chance to speak with a person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for our Friendship Hour today, following today's service in Friendship Hall. So our next song, we're going to invite you to remain seated as we sing together, Silent Night. Please remain seated. our friendship.
Now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days. Then they are sent to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is inner peace. We affirm, the peaceful presence of God is within me. On this second Sunday of Advent, I focus on peace. I clear my mind of cluttered thoughts and replace them with images of tranquility. I visualize a quiet lake, the stars on a clear night sky, or my family snuggled in to restful sleep. I let go of outer concerns and trust spirit. Peace is a state of mind in which I know I am one with God. The presence is within me, around me, and in everyone for whom I care. Focused on peace, I am guided in every decision and directed toward my good. By maintaining a peaceful state of mind, I allow the full expression of God within me to bless every area of my life. I hold only positive, faith-filled thoughts. As I choose to live peacefully, I am a blessing of peace to others. And Scripture tells us, live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus. And the word for today is inner peace.
Our Father, which art in heaven, us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Breathe in that peace that passes understanding. Breathe in the peace of God. Breathe out any doubt, fear, or limitation. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Breathe in that peace that is ours in every moment. Breathe in that peace of spirit. Feel and see the peace and light emanating from your heart center and radiating out throughout your entire body. That peace and light radiating from your body fills this room. See and feel that peace and light radiating throughout our entire world, a world filled with peace and the light of God. We are one with the presence of God. We are all one. Let us rest in the silence, in this peace, knowing God is present in every moment. Let us rest in the silence. And now, let us return to this space and time, opening your eyes when you are comfortable. And let us remember, when we leave here today, the words of Jesus. Now, may the Lord of peace give you peace at all times in every way. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
This past Thursday evening, I dropped in for choir practice. Not to sing, don't get panicky there, okay? But I dropped in to listen to our wonderful choirs. I do often as I can. And I immediately recognized the words from the song they were singing. The words were from Isaiah. And I've done some reflecting on that. And Isaiah was a prophet, obviously. Isaiah prophesied this hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus. His people were at war too. His people wanted some hope. And Isaiah steps in and he paints this beautiful imagery of peace. Let me share it with you this morning from Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Many people interpret that as that stump, that shoot, will be the birth of Jesus. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will never judge by appearance, false evidence, or hearsay. He will defend the poor and the exploited. He will rule against the wicked and destroy them with the breath of his mouth. He will be clothed with fairness and truth. And in that day, the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard and the goat will be at peace. Calves and yearlings will be safe among lions, and a little child will lead them all. The cattle will graze among the bears. Cubs and calves will lie down together, and lions will eat grass as the livestock do.
Oh.
So it certainly presents the picture of God's peaceable kingdom, does it not? And many of our traditional brothers and sisters would interpret that scripture to mean that at the second coming of Jesus, that the world will be at peace. Of course, we look at it a little differently in Unity, and let's look at it a little bit metaphysically. I don't believe we have to wait for the second coming of the Lord to be at peace. I believe that we can be at peace right here, right now, when we choose to. Of course, when they sing that beautiful song, the Holy Mountain, holy, of course, David sang on Everything is Holy just a few weeks ago. And of course, everything is holy, my dear friends, when we bring our presence to it and an awareness of the divine, then it becomes holy. We don't have to go to some special place for it to be holy. It is holy just for us to remember the divine presence of that Spirit that lives in you and lives within me. That mountain, of course, anytime we hear scripture with mountain, metaphysically it means rising up in consciousness, rising up to a different place. And when we go and we are aware of that holy moment, then we are able to rise to a greater place and in a state of spiritual realization. So it's important, my friends, that we remember that we can step into the kingdom of God right here, right now. In Unity, we teach that the kingdom of God is present here. We can access that kingdom at any time just by remembering. We don't necessarily teach that the kingdom is in the sweet by and by. And it may be. And yet we know in our hearts that the kingdom is present now. And yet we can look at the teacher's words in John 14:27, who says, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth peace, not necessarily as you understand peace, but I leave this peace with you. And we may say it this morning, you may look around and say, well, Jesus, where is this peace? What's going on in our world right now? Where is this peace? In fact, a former president of a Norwegian Academy of Sciences and many others shared this startling information that I found. Since 3,600 BC, that's 3,600 years before the birth of Jesus, the world has only known 392 years of peace, where no one was in strife and no one was at war. There have been, since 650 BC, there has also been 1,656 armed races, then only 16 of them ended not in war. So we look around today, regardless of whether you're looking at the internet, regardless of whether you're looking at the TV, whatever, you see the conflict. It is brought into our living rooms each and every day, that outer conflict. And so it's very easy for us to say, then where is the peace? When we know that over 300 child soldiers are in the world today. Currently, global military spending is approximately $800 billion per year. That's more than the annual income of the poorest of the 45% of the global population. Wow, you may be thinking, don't tell me what you're thinking. You may be thinking, wow, I didn't come here to hear this, Reverend Pat. I didn't come here to hear this. What? This is Unity, you know? But I believe with all my heart that we are to be in the world, as Jesus said, and not of the world. We are to see these facts. We are to know these facts. We are to see the conflict that's been brought into our living rooms. And yet we are to hold to a higher vision, a higher peace, and look beyond those appearances. We have been teaching peace and preaching peace for thousands of years. And yet, are we any further alone than 2,000 years ago? What about those famous words of Jesus from John? My peace I leave with you. Or in Matthew, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed. Wow. Could that not have been spoken yesterday? And that was spoken by Matthew. See that you are not alarmed when we see wars and rumors of wars. And yet we may go to that place within, oh God, Jesus, how can we not be alarmed? Look at what's happening in our country. Look at what's happening in our world. How can we possibly see where the lion and the lamb will lie down together? For goodness sakes, give us some hope of peace. I also found on a website called Peace is Coming some information that I want to share with you, which gives some hope. Global poverty. The percentage of humans living in extreme poverty is expected to soon drop below 15%, the lowest it has ever been, and we are lifting people out of poverty at a faster rate than ever before. Is that great or is it great? It's fabulous. Now, fewer humans are starving. That's fantastic. Humans are hurting each other at the lowest rate in modern times. That may not feel what we see on the television or hear on the news. There's a Canadian evolutionist, psychologist Steven Pinker, has pulled together all the data on violence and war from the past 15,000 years, concluding, and this was done in 2011, concluding that violence has been in decline over long stretches of time, that we may be living in the most peaceful time of our species in existence. That's an awesome statement. It's an awesome statement. Well, I'm optimistic, aren't you? Optimistic, and I want to believe these figures from Steven Pinker. We've certainly come a long way, and yet we have a long way to go. And we have that long way to go by practicing the teachings that we teach here, by changing our thinking and changing our consciousness. And as we individually evolve in consciousness, then the collective consciousness of this planet changes. Do you believe that? Do you believe that as you change your consciousness with every prayer, every spiritual word spoken, everything read, everything that you do, as you change your consciousness, the world is changed? When we have prayer, when we have meditation here, after that prayer, after that meditation, the world is a different place. So often we go to that outer peace that we want in our life. But the kind of peace I believe that Jesus promised us is an inner peace. An inner peace is our daily word reflected that passes all human understanding. And where can we get this peace? Let's go shopping for it. Where can we get it? Guess what? You cannot. You cannot go get it. I wish we could. The peace that you want, my dear friends, is a peace that is within you that has to be revealed. It has to be revealed through you and through me. This peace that is within you is truly a gift from God. Isaiah the prophet reminds us, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God. In other words, you want peace in your life? keep your mind on God. I think of a wonderful metaphysician, Emmett Fox. Emmett Fox has written a great little pamphlet called The Golden Key. It's a little pamphlet. And he says, anytime we're in trouble, anytime we're in doubt, to think of God. When we are awareness of God, when we are aware of God in our life, and we are thinking of God in our life, conflict cannot exist within. There is peace within. I believe that Mary and Joseph certainly demonstrated this peace. When she was a young maiden and told that as a virgin she would have this baby, she came to peace with it. Joseph, the same situation. What about it, guys? Not my baby, but you're going to marry her. Except, of course, in that time, that was not marriage the way we know it today, okay? But yet they came to peace with that situation as they journeyed to Bethlehem to give birth to Jesus, the divine idea of perfection that is within you and within me. Last night, I had the privilege of officiating at a wedding. It's one of my favorite things I do. And of course, I had met with this couple several times. But last night when I showed up, I try this sometimes. I don't know if they appreciate it or not. But they go, you know, I walk down and I say, you know, I cannot marry you. And of course, here's the ceremony ready to go. You know, I cannot marry you. You know, of course, I've already gotten the license. Thank you, God. But I cannot marry you. And they take a deep breath. I say, the state of Minnesota has given me the authority to perform this wedding, and I can marry you that way. But it is your souls that have come together that can only marry each other. And that, my dear friend, and I also told him in the ceremony, that the love, my dear friends, that have come to them, is this love is not for them alone. This love is to be shared with the world so that the world can be healed. That's what this peace is to do. This peace that we find within, we are to share it with the world so that the world can be healed. And as we share this peace with the world, people see it. They know you're different. You don't have to tell them that you are a peacemaker. But Jesus promises us that as we share this peace with the world, that we will truly become peacemakers and we will be blessed. So how do you reveal this peace? We have already talked about it. We have talked about being aware of that divine presence within. Do you want peace on earth? Absolutely. I want peace on earth. Joel Goldsmith, one of my favorite teachers, in a book called Living Now, in a little reading called Peace on Earth, he shares with us how we will have peace on earth. Peace on earth will not come through the seizing of power or the possession of power. Oh, don't you wish that you could pour this into so many people? Peace on earth eventually will come through the recognition of your spiritual identity and mine. There is no other way. There's no other way. This cannot come while we're thinking of ourselves as human beings of different races, different religions, different nationalities. This can come only when we call no man our father, mother upon the earth. For one is our father, mother, which is in heaven. Heaven is within. This one is within each of us. And he goes on to say, this father, mother is not Protestant, not Catholic, not Jew, not Buddhist, and I would add, not Muslim. That Father is divine, is a divine being, just as you, my friends, are neither Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Muslim, but rather you are the son and daughter of God, the Christ being, God self-revealed through you. I added the through you. God self-revealed through you. So this Christmas, this holiday time, I invite you to seek the peace of God. Don't go outside of yourself to seek it. Go within. Go to that quiet place within and become aware of it. And as we become aware of that peace of God, our life changes and other lives change as well. These are some other things that I have found that has helped me to bring peace in my life. Service brings us peace. As someone used to say, get over your cheap self and go out there and do some service. Do some service work. Show up. Visit a nursing facility. Visit someone less fortunate. Get outside of yourself. Understanding brings me peace. Better to understand than to be understood. Listen not only with the head, but listen with the heart. Listen to your children this Christmas. Listen to your children. They are indeed one of our greatest teachers. Changing our thoughts. How basic can that be? And yet how challenging it can be. Our world is a direct reflection of our thinking. And if we want to change our world in the outer, we begin to change our world in the inner to orderly, harmonious thinking, which brings us peace. Of course, prayer and meditation brings us peace. Go to that quiet place, but it is not a place for us necessarily to escape from the world. It is a place for us to go within and to be renewed. And then as Jesus would say, come down off the mountaintop and step into this world and be in this world of service. And then tolerance brings me peace. Live and let live. If you can't help, for God's sakes, don't hurt. All people are children of God. We must, as Gandhi would say, we must become the change that we want to see in the world. And then the last one that I want to share with you is a big one for me. I work on it constantly. Let go of the past. As my mother used to say, you can't unscramble eggs. The past is the past. We need to let go of it. As long as we're holding on to that past, we're keeping God's good from us, and we're keeping God's peace from us. Now there is peace on earth right now, and it is within you, and it is accessible by you. And as we change our lives, the world changes. You've got the assignment. You're going to do something with it? Yes. Well, the three of you are going to do something with it. Thank you, God. Do something with it. Step out into the world. Step out in the world and allow your peace to shine. To shine to all of humankind. And as you do, you will truly become a peacemaker. I love you. I bless you. And I behold the divine presence of peace within you. And so it is. Amen.
Earth, spoke to Mary about a heavenly birth. follow that star to Bethlehem. They found baby Jesus in a lowly crib and opened their treasures to worship him. And they sang Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord. And they sing Alleluia, Alleluia.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him.
I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. And so this morning, if you've been fed spiritually in any way, we invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. Those that are streaming with us today, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis so they can continue to support this work here. Let's just go within for a moment. Let's just go within. And as we go within, we are aware of that holy presence. That presence of God as it moves in and through us. We become still, centered in this presence. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing once, then I'll ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So let us take a moment. Center ourselves again as we give thanks. We bless these gifts. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill the vision and mission of this community, and that is to truly transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Mark Benjamin, one of our board members, has an announcement this morning.
I'll make this brief because I got to go pee. in today, if you still have your church programs with you, today's affirmation is, I am peaceful and calm in all situations. What I'm about to read to you today is a prepared statement. I, along with the rest of the Board of Trustees, want to thank you for your generous support this past year. Thank you for the gifts of your time, your volunteer work, your talents, prayers, and your financial tithes and gifts. Your support has shown how much you believe in the work that is being done here inside and outside of these walls. Your support shows that you know that we are truly making a difference in the lives of thousands of people. And as we move from Thanksgiving to Advent, I am filled with an even deeper sense of gratitude. At the top of my gratitude list is Unity Minneapolis. We are a spiritual community and have accomplished much this past year. And we have more to do in 2015. We have several dreams that would like to come true without depleting the community's financial resources. For example, we need to replace more than 40 windows in our entranceway. Now, I'm told that we're going to be replacing the windows with more windows. The rumor that we're going to be replacing the windows with concrete block, that's a scurrilous rumor. That's not true. We also want to replace the worn-out blinds in our sanctuary. We also want to invest in our technology needs. We must continue to meet people where they are. And much of this can be done through technology. Steaming, Reverend Pat? Are we getting a steam room? That's one way to meet people, but I mean, I think we meant streaming, Reverend Pat. Streaming. Social media, websites, and other methods that I don't even understand. And of course, we still have work to do concerning the lighting and sound for our platform. If you have been spiritually fed here, Reverend Pat? Hey, everybody, have you been spiritually fed here at Unity Minneapolis? If you have been, you have. And so I invite you all to make a year-end gift over and above your normal giving so that we will continue to transform lives, yours and mine. How can I ask for this year-end gift? It's easy. For I know that our work here is very important, and we here at Unity Minneapolis are making a difference in the lives of many, many people. This past year has been an awesome year. And with our faith in God, and just as important, our faith in each other, we see beginning 2015 in a strong financial position so that we can and will make the necessary repairs to our spiritual home and continue to offer the amazing services and programs that absolutely and totally are transforming lives. Thank you, and God bless you all.
I don't think there's anything else for me to say. You know, it's like there's no one that does an announcement like Mark over there. He gets our attention, does it? And no, we are not putting in a steam room. I don't think our funds would be spent very well that way. So, but we do have several things here. He listed those. The board's excited about doing it. And this is your spiritual home, right? Your spiritual home. If you need something in your own home to take care of, you take care of it, and we as a community take care of it here. So, I believe I hear children out there. I know who they belong to. They've been spiritually fed upstairs as well. So let's bring them in, okay?
See, this morning we were all about the Christmas story with our angels and our sheep and our shepherds. But we're really excited. We had our dress rehearsal yesterday, and our show is next weekend. We have a couple cast members here to tell you all about it.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Katie, the camp director at Camp Miniwichapi on Christmas Lake. And this is our camp groundskeeper, Mike. Mike and I both sing in the choir here at Unity, and we wanted to invite you to join us and the other Unity campers right here on Saturday, December 13th at 7 p.m., or on Sunday, December 14th at 6 p.m. And we will have an evening of storytelling, song, and dance that will celebrate our connection with nature and the spirit of Christmas. All right? Tickets are $10 and can be purchased in the garden court after the service, and I'm told on something called unityminneapolis.org. Is that right? Okay, technology. You know. And all children will be admitted for free. You know, Mike, you don't look so good. What's going on?
Oh. Well, I don't know, Katie. I think I ruptured an intercostal during our last choir number.
Is there any chance at all that you might have been eating some of Lucille's Christmas fruit cake?
Oh, well, now that you mention it, Lucille's been playing around with a recipe in anticipation of the coming week for the campers coming, and, I've been serving as her sample taster. You think that might be why I'm not feeling so good now?
I'd bet my life on it, yes. Well, we all hope to see you very soon. Merry Christmas.
Saturday night, Sunday night, we have about 59 people, I understand, in this play, so come and be a part of it. I want to thank our adult volunteers in Sunday school this morning. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
With each other.